may actually cover it up.
We have the... Yesterday I mentioned the two out of the three Rambams, and I left off Monday. I left off the Rambam Hilchos Avot. Then I decided that I'd give you the Rambams inside because it's a very kedai thing to keep and to chazer over from time to time. So let's go over the first two Rambams before we go to the Rambam Hilchos Avot. I think the Rambam Hilchos Avot is a tremendous chiddush, which most people, believe it or not, and maybe unfortunately, are completely unaware of. This Lashon HaRambam is not mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch itself, but the Tur does bring the Lashon HaRambam in Hilchos Avot Siman Shin Tzadik Daled B'Miluo. Why it didn't make it to the Shulchan Aruch is not my responsibility to explain. But the Rambam is a Chiddush Gadol which really requires tremendous Tesumas Leiv. Let's begin with the Rambam Hilchos Tefillin Mezuzah. So this is the last halacha in Hilchos Mezuzah. You know, the Rambam organizes the Sefer, Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzah halachas together, Stam. He begins with Tefillin, he continues with Mezuzah, and he ends with Hilchos Sefer Torah. So the Tefillin, Mezuzah, Sefer Torah, it's Perek Vav. It's really there are only two prokim on Hilchos Mezuzah. And the last halacha of Perek Vav is this halacha. The last halacha combines the yesod of tefillin b'roishai, b'bizrayai, and mezuzah b'pischai. So the Rambam says, Chayav Adam lizayah b'mezuzah m'pnei sheyichayvas hakol tamid, because man sheyikonis v'yeitzei yifga b'yichud Hashem shmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'yizkar ahavosai. Another Rambam adds, v'yeyoyer mishnosai, he shall wake up from his slumber, Ushkiyosov and his preoccupations, Bahavle Hazman. There's a tremendous yesod here. I remember once, actually it was in public, I did tshuva in public about something. It was part of what I was trying to explain about the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em. So I said that there's a zayar that seems to say that nothing exists in the world when it comes to the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em. Nothing has a priority. That's your priority. And in order to fulfill that priority, it's keilu, nothing else exists. So I was saying to myself that what is there in the world that could keep me from calling my father today? To call him once a day. And I said it's already the evening and I haven't called him today. What I meant to say was that the preoccupations of the day, which l'chayre for a rav may be somewhat important, but afal pikein, you get into a certain mentality that whatever is in front of you has to be done, and you don't organize the priorities of the day according to the priorities of halacha and of mitzvahs and ma'is and tovim necessarily. And sometimes the shtusim v'havolim, it's not a question of averus. The Rambam is not speaking here about averus. He's speaking about shkiyos of bahavle hazman. There's a lot in the day that a person forgets ikar v'tofel, what's essential and what's non-essential, what's important and what's trivial. And we preoccupy ourselves with the trivial, ke'ilu, it's the number one burner. It's top on our agenda. Why? Because it's in front of me. And that's why many times we let things that are important go, and we remind ourselves, la'acha ha'maisa, when it's too late. There are many things that you need to do, chasodim, maisim toivim, that a person does not do simply, not because he's not interested in doing them or because he has a big yetzer hara not to do them, but simply because the balance of the day is out of kilter. So the Rambam tells me, a gevaldike yesod, that the purpose of the mezuzah is not to protect the house. The Rambam doesn't speak about protecting the house. The Rambam speaks about protecting you. He says when you go into the house and out of the house and you encounter the mezuzah is there to remind you to reset your priorities, to reorder your sense of balance. And what is the purpose? Yeyar mishnaso, he wakes up from his slumber. It's like the mashal, yeyar mishnaso, is a very simple mashal. A person's asleep, and he doesn't know b'chla what's doing. So you can be alive and awake, and you could still be in a slumber. So the Rambam says, Yeyar Mishnoso, he should wake up from the slumber, and smell the coffee. That's what the Rambam's saying. You should smell the coffee. But where's the coffee? The coffee is the mezuzah. So you wake up from your slumber. There's nothing that's really permanent, and he means nothing that's as essential. There's no other expression in English except he comes to his senses. He comes to his senses. So the consequence of this is that he reminds himself through the mezuzah. Zok the Rambam vaita. Amru chachomim rishonim kol mish yesh lo tefillin b'roishoy u'bizroyoy v'tzitzis b'vigdoy u'mezuzah b'pischoy muchzak hu shelo yechta sh'arei yesh lo mazkirim rabim v'hein hein ha'malochim sh'matzilin osam milachto sh'nem achon malach Hashem soviv li'reyov. So we are strengthened, we are fortified by the malachim that surround us. Who are those malachim, says the Rambam? These are the mitzvahs which encircle us and which constantly remind us. And specifically when he talks about the mezuzah, he speaks about going into the house and out of the house, going into the world and back into the house. You know, I always tell over this maisa that I once heard, if it's true or somebody made it up, veisach aleinish, but it's a very... appropriate maisa. So there was a certain lady that had a lot of tzaras, and she went to a mekubel. So the mekubel tells her, describe to me what's going on in the house. So she describes the porch, and she gets to the foyer. Finally she gets to the living room. She says, here's my table, my coffee table, and here's my couch, and here's my break front, my credenza. And in the credenza, there's a Sefer Torah that we have from our family, a family heirloom, a mamish, a choshev, a Sefer Torah. And then in this vinkle is our television. So he says, what? You have a television and a Sefer Torah in the same room? For the chaos that creates, b'shamayim, is nochnei revayim, and it's raining down all kinds of tzaras on you. The next day she went and she gave the Sefer Torah to her brother. So lemaisa, that's what the Rambam is talking about. The Rambam says, "Yeyor mishnoso v'ushkiyoso b'havli asman miyad hu chayzer ledaitoy v'hoylech bedarkei mesharim." The person can ask a simple question. We pass by the mezuzah 10,000 times over a year. Mistamet at least 10,000 times, and we do not have this hegish necessarily of Yeyor Mishnaso. We do not necessarily have the hergish of Miyadu Chayzer Ledaitei V'Hoylich Bedarkei Mesharim. And I'll tell you something else that's very amazing. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Menachos, in the similar context, that there was a certain person who was very makpid in Mitzvot Tzitzis. Yeah. He was Nizr in Mitzvot Tzitzis. He was Mahadr in the Mitzvah of Tzitzis. This meant he was Volin in Tzitzis, and Kafu Shmoina, Medalat, Pichivkes. In those days it was Tcheles. Al Zach. What's with this fellow? The Mitzvah Tzitzis Satem Geratavit. That's a Meridik Zach. The Mitzvah Tzitzis saved him. What was the Meisah Shahaya? So there was a certain woman in Rome that was the most beautiful woman on earth. And she was taking advantage of her beauty to make money. And people used to send tovim v'takilim in advance. And they would schedule an appointment, like by the choshev's the doctor. And he heard about her. And he wrote to her. And he scheduled an appointment. He had a maisa. Lisa maisa is chatem is chum mitzvah Hashem. Asisa maisa. B'loisa su achil v'afchem v'chei neichem. Asha atem zon v'chem. Achil v'afchem. So he's holding on to this mitzvah tzitzis, and it's mamish gevaldik tzitzis, the choshev's the mitzvah in the world. I'm paying a fortune for the tzitzis, and I'm paying a fortune for the courtesan, for the zayna. It's mind-boggling. Anyhow, he comes there, and she has a whole apparatus over there. Nishta say poshet. First of all, there's a person who opens the door. She doesn't open the door. And he said, who are you? And he says, here's my letter, here's my appointment, it's my time. He paid already the money. I said, come into the waiting room. And then this lady, she's all the way on top of a bunch of beds and ladders, and everyone is made out of silver and gold and alle gute Sachen, and she's all the way up there, and Versteht sich, she's waiting. And he comes in, and his eslavas for this is Neure V'Oyim, and he starts taking off his clothes, and the tzitzis hit him in the face. And all of a sudden, he freezes, and he stops dead in his tracks. And she, interessant, the most beautiful woman in the world, also shows human nature. She starts to doubt, wait a minute, maybe I'm getting old. First episode. So she asks him, did you see anything wrong with me? Have you found the psychosarin in me? So he says, he takes a shavua that you're the most beautiful woman on earth. So what's the problem? He says, there's a mitzvah of tzitzis. It's pili ployim. So the mitzvah of tzitzis at them geratet. It's doch amayudike kasha. Two kashas. On the one hand, the kasha is, amencha zei nizer in the mitzvah of tzitzis, that the Gemara says that he was saved because he was makbid in the mitzvah, and he was machabiv the mitzvah, and he was makshiv the mitzvah. How come he did? Vikan az amench? How did he ever get involved in it? And I'll tell you something else that's unbelievable about this Gemara. Sometimes you're seized by the Yetzirah b'shas maisa. Somebody walks by you, you're in a matzav, you encounter somebody, and before you know it, mitzvachapt. This person is planning like you plan a vacation for a year's time. But you get all the brochures. But so should the taiva brennt jetzt? Is doch mamish kenodoch? So what's with the tzitzis? It's a pellet de gazach. And the Gemara, when the Gemara tells stories like this, you think the Gemara is trying to tell us just a story that bischus that he was mechab of the tzitzis, he was nitzel in that maisa? No. The Gemara wants to tell you from beginning to the end all kinds of yesoidis in the psychology of a mensch. That you can be mechab of the mitzvah tzitzis and we can unschreib ma brief as ich will dir haben. Pile ploy. And then, you'd think the opposite. If it doesn't have such a reishem anymore, then how does he get saved in the end? Zet menocha psychologia. That when each person is mukhun and mezuman to teach up what happened and how he was saved. But thus is mein teich. There comes a point when the stira becomes so great that all of a sudden it's like a pail of cold water fell on your head. And he needed that the tzitzis should hit him in the face. But when the tzitzis hit him in the face, all of a sudden, the fact that he was on fire bedafka, and the fact that he's taking off his tzitzis bedafka, in order to get up to those ladders, it created in him a havana from the stira mineu bay of the two extremes. You can live your life, as long as it's not negeya, full of stiras. But sometimes when push comes to shove, and you see the total absurdity of what you're doing, then the chibuv hamitzvah saved him. Because you see, if tzitzis didn't mean that much to him to begin with, never would have slapped him in the face like that. You understand? It doesn't have that hergish. He needs to see the stira. But the stira only came out bedafka when it was mamish the highest moment of taifa. Pelet de gazach. So she can't figure out was far min bria yidus. So she asks him, who are you? Which city do you come from? And who's your Rosh Hashiva? As they state in the Gemara. She asks him, who's your Rosh Hashiva? And he tells her. She picks herself up. She divides her nechasim into three. Three she gives to the Romans to leave her alone. Three she's mefazet to tzedakah. The rest is a fortune of money she takes with her. And she comes to that yeshiva and she asks the Rosh Hashiva if she could marry this fellow. Vaistoy still the bacher. And they lived happily ever after. The whole Gemara. But the Untisht Shura is, I want to tell you something. Why am I bringing this Gemara? We passed the mezuzah 10,000 times. But the Rambam doesn't give up on a person. The Rambam says at the end of his mezuzah, Chayav Adam Lizoya b'mezuzah. So that's the pshat. To the extent that we're makshiv the mitzvah of mezuzah, when push comes to shove, the mezuzah will save us. But it's not an inyan to wait until then. The inyan is that when we pass the mezuzah and we look at the mezuzah, the Rambam is begging us. So you know what I did? And if the Olam wants, I'll be more than happy to supply it. Part of the Agra de Pirka, just like we give out the Danishes. This is better than Danishes. If you want, make your little tzettel with this Rambam and you hang it up next to the mezuzah. And every time you go in and out of the house, every room, it's too much. Go in and out of the house, in the morning, the afternoon, whatever it is, and we cooked up the mezuzahs on Mendoz Lane in the Pol Shuras. Very, very few Shuras. It'll take you exactly 30 seconds. And I guarantee you, your life will not be the same anymore. Azayit does. Because Kol Milsa Doloi Ramya Inish Alei Denavshe Lava Daite. Whatever's not on your mind, you don't pay attention to it, it's not there. It's only there if you pay attention to it. Thus it is. So that's the first Rambam that we have. That's right. The Rambam is saying, he's not just explaining why we should be Mizoher. What I'm suggesting is that the Lehizoher also gives you the ability to be able to see it, like that Gemara. The mezuzah will save you to the extent that you have the Hasagah. So I think the best thing, and that's what I have. I made a big poster, and I hung it up. Glad it fell down recently. The chassarin was in the scotch tape, nothing else. It wasn't a rebus to anything. But it fell down, I have to hang it back up. But I have it hanging by the door, ready for a very long time. And it's a very big thing. It's a tremendous thing. You go out of the door and you say, who am I? What am I? You know, the Balei Musa used to say over it with a niggin. La'on atarotz u'bishvil ma'atarotz. Where are you going? What are you running? Where are you running to? And why are you running? Bishvil ma, for what? For what are you running? That's the mezuzah. Yeah. That's for sure. There's no, take down the sign for a week and then put it up again. My boss kind of deals on. You know, there's a story that they tell about a temple who just got married. He got a chasana watch, and he went into the base medrash there somewhere in the chveis and chvayna there, whatever. And he put the watch, he wants to go to sleep, and the watch is bothering him. He can't wear it on it. So he takes off the watch, but he puts down a sign, this watch is mine, and I'm even Yavin, you're not supposed to take it. Any other morning, the watch is gone and the sign is gone. So he's trying to figure out what happened. How could a person take the watch? So Terence says, first the person took the sign. That's Pachs Meshavah Pruta. Now that there's no sign, then he took away the watch. You understand? I mean, there's no Tzvas B'Tzvas Asuya. What does that mean? The first Keli needed a Keli to produce the first Keli also. There's no ultimate protector, because otherwise we would not have Schar V'Yonish. In the final analysis, it's up to me. And that's all of the maskirim in the world. No matter how shrewd you are to outsmart the Yetzirah is going to put you to sleep. It's an amazing thing. People think Yetzirah is ma'orer. The Yetzirah is not, most of the job of the Yetzirah is not to be ma'orer the taivus. Most of the job of the Yetzirah is to put the mayach to sleep. That's the job of the Yetzirah. Puts you to sleep. He makes you interested in Narishkeit. You see kids, you put down a Gemara in front of a kid, and you put a Game Boy. But he says, a Game Boy? I don't even know what it is exactly, but the Chavay says, mekvetsht, mekvetsht, medreit, or mekukt, a dance and talk. So you put in front of him a beautiful Gemara, a meiridike mishnayis, a gvaldike sefer musa, a shtickle beer alocha from the Chafetz Chaim and the Mishnah Berurah. That's mamish. And he's a good guy. He's smart. He knows. He reads. He doesn't have any mafriyim. He doesn't have any drawbacks. He's not ADD, ADHD, LDH, whatever it is, whatever it is. El's gonish megonish. He's not one alphabet letter. He's an ilui otzon. On a dreitzach with the Game Boy. It's the Chnoira volume. I mean, what is that? It's not Moisif anything. And a ganze tog and a ganze nacht. A ganze tog and a ganze nacht. The next day, weiter. The Teretz is the Yetzer Hora is putting him to sleep. It's not a taiva for a Game Boy. You don't have a taiva for a Game Boy. Later, when you get older, you have taivas. Taivas ha-momen. He doesn't have taivas. Taivas ha-noshim. He just was put to sleep. Spiel zacharum, you can fast spiel the ganze leben, you can fast spiel. And then, you know what happens? One day a person wakes up, could be when he's 30 years old, and he's lucky. But it could also be when he's 80 years old. And it could be that an 80-year-old is still fast spielt. They go to Florida, and they play poker. A ganze tag spielt man Karten. It's the Chnoi volume. And then the person's gone, and it comes up to the Shamayim, and the Ribbono Shel Olam says, no, here's a card table. Says a chavek. Lama Shpilin says, Abyssal card. Well, like it says that there's a base medrash in the Mala, and the Vilna Goyin is there, and then Avram Avinu is there. And says, the chavek halon shayurim. You know, there's no Chnoi volume. It's mamish Chnoi volume. The person is the biggest Fashlof in the Briya. We are sleepwalking, you know, they have all these eitzes, how to counter sleepwalking. So the Rambam says, I give you eitzah number one. There's three eitzes here. Eitzah number one, the mezuzah. Let's go weiter, because we're going to run out of time. The Rambam Hilchos Tshuva, as I say, everybody knows, but I would like to be medayik in part of what the Rambam says here. Because there's one line here that I thought is a phenomenal diuk that you have to be very, very aware of. By the way, this is not the diuk that I'm talking about. But why does the Rambam start? The Rambam is saying as follows. You should know that just like there's Pirush, Drash, Remez, and Soid, mitzvahs are done because HaKadosh Baruch Hu Geisen. The Pasuk says Yom Trua, the Pasuk says Zichron Trua, Medaf, Blas, and Shefa. And Vimi Blas, and Favos Mi Blas, Yilula Yolal, Yevava, Ginuche Gonach, both of them together, Ginuche Gonach, Vahada Yilula Yolal, doesn't matter. The Yesoid is that you're supposed to blow Shefa. And the Rambam says you should not think that because I'm bringing this in Hilchos Tshuva with a hesber what shofar is marames to, that's shofar. Shofar is a gzeiras hakosav. It's a gevaldike yesoid that the Rambam is telling us. Because we're not supposed to turn mitzvahs into tools. Ke'ilu, we know the sum total of what shofar is. We have no asoga what shofar is. And shofar has one meaning, and then it has another meaning, and it has 20 meanings and 100 meanings. But the Rambam says, afapi, that it's a gzeiras hakosuv. But nevertheless, there is a remez in the shofar that's very valuable to us. Kloimar. What is that remez? When the shofar blows, it's a wake-up call. Uru yeshenim mishinaschem. Sometimes there's a tardema. Tardema is a deep sleep. There are some people who are asleep, but it's nim v'loy nim, tir v'loy tir. They are a little bit awake, a little bit asleep. They know what's going on. They understand the importance of Torah and mitzvahs. And once in a while, they fall asleep and then they wake up. But there are some people that are mamish in a deep, deep slumber. That's a bit of a zach. But the shofar has this ability to give you a kvetch. Uru yushenim mishinaschem, nirdomim akitsu mitardimaschem, v'chipsu b'maaseichem, examine your ways, examine your deeds, v'chizu b'tshuva, and do tshuva, v'zichru b'rachem, and remember your Creator. So the diuk here is l'cha'ira, when you do tshuva, why are you doing tshuva? Why is a person doing tshuva? Because there's a Ribbono Shel Olam developed, and he gave you Torah and mitzvahs, and somebody messed up, so he does tshuva. How do you have a tshuva before you remember your Creator? V'chizru b'tshuva, v'zichru b'rachem. So the teretz is zichru b'rachem. I mean, there's a few ways of saying a teretz. But the teretz is zichru b'rachem doesn't mean that you discovered that there's an Ebeshtin developed. Zichru here does not mean knowledge. The knowledge exists before the tshuva. Zichru barachem means adin v'cheshbon on barachem. There's an eibush in the veld. You can say in two ways. There's an eibush in the veld, and that's it. I believe. And then there's an eibush in the veld, and therefore. That's what he means, zichru barachem. The zechira of the Borei Olam has to be after that kind of tshuva that makes the Ribbono Shel Olam relevant. Because Elokim b'Shamayim v'ata al haaretz, To make the Eibishter relevant, that's v'zichu barachem. Eilu hashoychichim es ha'emes. What's the Lashon HaRambam again? Behavlei hazman. V'shoygim kol shnosam behevel varik. Asher lo yoyil v'lo yatzil. It doesn't help and it doesn't save you. It doesn't help you in this world, it doesn't save you in the world to come. Habitu l'nafshei seichem. Why don't you pay attention, worry about where you're headed and what you're all about, and be concerned for your very soul. V'heitivu darkeichem u'malaleichem, better your ways and your activities. V'yazev kol echot mehem darkei hara u'machshavtoi asher loy toiva. Yazev rosh darko. So the wake-up call is to change your ways and to change what you think. That's the Rambam Hilcha Shofar. The Meirid Dikazach. The rest of it, Lefikach, we are going to leave aside because that's not what I wanted to bring the Rambam for. There's a whole big diyun what this Lefikach is all about and why it's Lefikach and whether Lefikach refers to this or refers to the previous halacha. We're not going to go into it. Now the Rambam and Hilchos Avos. So far, we have two reminders. And you know, in a way, the question that you asked me before, that you get jaded, right? You get used to something. So Be'emes, the Rambam is telling me, I mean, I put these two Rambams together, you understand? But the Rambam is telling me that Enochanami, every day you're supposed to remind yourself. But what's Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah, you come into Shul, and it's a unique moment, and it's once a year, Achas Bashanah, and you have this shofar that blows and makes a ganze koil, and everybody's, you know, very earnest. Rosh Hashanah, ain't kleinikai. So that kind of wake-up call triggers a renewed appreciation of the mezuzah as well. That's the pshat. But if you're going to have it once a year, it doesn't work either, because you have to have a constant reminder. So the combination of the shofar and the mezuzah works to remind you and to jolt you. So you have that, you know, that jolt from the defibrillator, you have once a year. But the constant reminder is the mezuzah. Now comes the Rambam with another thing. This mezuzah you may or may not have known, but you could guess it. You could guess that mezuzah is a reminder and wakes you up, because what does it say in the mezuzah? Shofar, everybody knows, it's a wake-up call. Hilchos Avil, I think, to most people, is a chiddush nifla. What is the essence of Avelus? What is the yesod of Avelus? Very simple question. What's the point of Avelus? So you could say, to be mekabel tanchumim, it's a psychosociological structure that allows a person to come to terms with what happened and to go back into life. You can say that it's an inyan for aliyas neshama, 100%. And all of these things are true, but it's not the ikar according to the Rambam. The ikar according to the Rambam is to do tshuva. You hear that, Maisa? And here is a pella otzim. Because we would think that in order to do tshuva, all right, if you have a maisa noira, chas v'sholem, bar minan zol got up hit, and the person loses a child. And not in difficult circumstances. I understand where the person starts having all kinds of machshavas in erhurim, and it's very easy and appropriate for him to do tshuva, because bavur, this and this, banim ktanim meisim, v'chulu v'chulu. If you have a person who's 95 years old, and it's time. I mean, so there's avelus, there's a tremendous loss, and everything. But afal pi kein, what is the inyan to do tshuva? To do tshuva for what? So I want to be masbir what it means, but let's look at the Rambam first. The Rambam, it's two halachas, the last two halachas in the inyone avelus. The avel himself. It's an opportunity for the avel to do tshuva. That's avelus.
What if the person that died for the avel? What if the person that died for the polish law of the community? For the
parah? That has nothing to do with it. We're talking about avelim. I'm asking, what is the inyan to be noyeg avelus? The whole inyan of sitting shiva, the whole inyan of that whole enterprise. What's it all about? You'll hear what the Rambam says and what I was medayik in the Rambam also, I think it's very correct. B'nageya, people who are not formal aveilim. Oh, you'll see in a minute. But let me just tell you where this Rambam is. The Rambam in Hilchos Avel has 14 prokim. The last perek is not about avelus and nichum avelim. It's about all the other aspects of ahavta l'racha kamoicha, bikur cholim, halvoya sameis, but also achnasas kala and all the other things. Here is the end of the avelus part of Hilchos Avel, perek yud gimel, and these are the last two halachas of perek yud gimel. So the Rambam says like this. And where is Hilchos Avel, by the way? In the last sefer. It's the penultimate halachas in the last sefer, which ends in Hilchos Malachim, sefer Shoftim. Hilchos Avel is before Hilchos Malachim. Why it's before Hilchos Malachim is not our Aresek either. I just want you to know where to find Hilchos Avel if you want to look it up yourselves. It's in the last of the Yud Dalit Sfarim of the Yad HaChazaka. And almost at the very end, and this is the 13th, next to the last perek in Hilchos Avel, the last two halachas. Zok the Rambam Azeh. Al Yiskasha Odom Al Mesa Yosemidai. No matter who was Nifter, and no matter how tragic the circumstances or how young the person was, the Rambam says a person is not permitted to feel too much sahar, too much agmas nefesh, al yiskasha, it should not be too hard for him. Shenamar al tifkulames al tonudulo. Kloimar. It says in the pasuk, you shouldn't cry. Mashma, you shouldn't cry at all. It says, no, chatz v'sholom. If a person's not misabel, he's an achzer. But the meaning of the pasuk is, yoysem midai. Kloimar, yoysem midai. Why? Shezehu min hogoy shalolam. Because people are mortal. And to be miskasha yosem midai is like challenging the Ribbono Shel Olam's gzeira that we are finite, that we are mortal. We have no right to do that. So we accept death. So we're not miskasha yosem midai. V'amitzayer atzmai yoser al minhogo shel olam hareza tipesh. And the Rambam says, he doesn't say he's a rasha. He doesn't say he's a kofer. He says he's a tipesh. Because he has to understand as he does. And the Rambam apparently includes all possible circumstances. It's like loy plug. So even though certain circumstances are terrible and tragic, and are not typical, so maybe there he could be miskasha yosem midai. No. There's a tzara shoveh, there's a certain mahalach in avelus, elokeitz ad yaseh. So what is the mahalach? Shloisha lipchi, shiva lehespid, shloishim yoim litispiris, ulishaya chamisha dvar. So there's a certain weaning away from the tzar. The first 3 days is more chamur, and then you have a middle level of shiva, and then you have a shloishim level. And of course, for parents, you have an inyan of Yud Beis Chodesh, which he doesn't mention over here. And the question is, because he thinks it's different, or simply wanted to have what's common to all cases of avelus. Tisporis means to cut your hair. It's also a simon of avelus that a person is menuvel. How do you translate menuvel in English? Unkempt. But it's much more than unkempt. It's a sign that he's out of kilter. He's not connected to life. He's not on top of his situation. So that's a chelik of avelus. And that's the most tenuous form of avelus. It's the most attenuated form of avelus. Shloishim yoim. So now, and l'shoa chamishadvar, halacha yud beis. Now the opposite. Before in Halacha Yud Aleph, the Rambam was talking about a person who might be misabel too much. Now the Rambam says, what if you're not misabel enough or at all? So the Rambam called me she'eno misabel kemosha tzivu chachomim. So the kemosha tzivu chachomim means both. He's not misabel, which the chachomim were mitzavah him to do, and also it means not misabel kemosha tzivu chachomim. Because he doesn't do it the way, you know, he does it light. You know, you have a lot of people, they have a business to run. So they sit shiva for 3 days. Yeah, no, the not from people, they make a litzonus of the whole thing. They sit shiva mamish for a day, 2 days, 3 days. The ganze zach, and then during that time, mishpilzach, mimiret, mehakta chaynik. You talk about everything under the sun. Zok the Rambam. Call me Shaino Misabel Kmoshitzibu Chachomim Arezach Zori. Ella. Yefached v'yidag v'yefashpesh b'maisav v'yagzor b'tshuva. He had the maisa. The Rambam says it doesn't seem to follow. What should the Rambam have said l'chayra? Kol mi sheinu misabu k'mo shetzivu chachomim areiz achzori. He's an achzor. Nachzor. We'll have to explain why he's an achzor. Ella, he should do the proper forms of avelus and come back to life a little bit later. That's what he should do. So what is the pshat? What is the pshat of this? What is the pshat of this? Of this Rambam? The Rambam says he's an achzori because he needs to do tshuva and he's not doing tshuva. Who's the achzori to? So normally you'd say he's a man with no feelings. That's what means achzori. In other words, how could you not be misabel? What's wrong with you? What about your loss? That's not what the Rambam is talking about. The Rambam is saying that he's an achzor because he does not take advantage of the opportunity to do tshuva that avelus provides. The Rambam says, Ela yefached, he has to be afraid. It's a pelad dikazach. Isn't it minhaga shalaylam? Of course, his turn eventually will come, but he has to be afraid today? So the Rambam, yes. The purpose of avelus is to encounter death. That's the purpose of avelus. To encounter death. Yefached, the yidag, and he should worry. The yefashpesh b'maisav, and he should examine his ways. And he should do tshuva. Then the Rambam adds the following. And that also seems to be not a connection. It's a non sequitur. The Rambam continues in the same halacha, ve'echod mibnei chabura shemes, tidag kol chabura. If you have a chaver, a ben gil, who is nifter, bar minan, a person is part of chabura, that person, one of them is gone, the entire chabura has to worry. Worry about what? Worry about death. So what's the pshat in all of this? So the Rambam called shloish, then the Rambam continues. Kol shloisha yomim arishonim. Remember before he said avelus is 3 levels. 3 days, then what? 7, means the balance of the 3 to 7. And then the balance of the 7 to shloisha. The Rambam does exactly the same thing now, but with a different context. Before he said what you're supposed to be doing in the avelus, correct? First 3 days lebechi, and then you have the 7 days for the hesped, and shloishim yom l'tisparis. So the Rambam says here, different cheshbon. The first 3 days, what? Kol shloisha yomim arishonim yireh es atzmai ki'ilu cherev munachas loyal tzavorei. He has to feel that there's a knife on mamish at his throat. Why? What do you mean? Do you ever see an oval feel that way? An oval busy crying that he lost something. He lost something very precious and very important to him. And we come and we're menachem him. Amokim yinachem escha. And we try to encourage him. And we try to make him see that life goes on. That's l'chayru what avelus is all about. The Rambam says here, and it's a gemara, that the first 3 days, a person who's sitting shiva has to feel that the knife is at his throat. What knife? It's not a magefa. The person died of old age. And I'm 30 years old. What is the cherev chada? Where is the cherev chada? And he doesn't say in certain circumstances. He doesn't say for certain people. The Rambam is a universal yesod. All avelus, no matter what the circumstances of the avelus are, and for whom a person is misabel, the first 3 days he has to feel cherev chada munachas al tzavara. Next, it recedes. In the same way that the niyug avelus recedes, this also recedes. Mishloi shavat shiva kiilu menachas b'keren zavis. The knife is still in the room, but it's not at your throat. It's in the corner. You know, remember, I don't know, today, they're always afraid that the child will call the city officials. But there used to be a time when somebody had a bite, that if the kid did something, a little strap or something, you know, a switch, and they would hang it up, they'd put it in the corner of the room. And most of the time it was enough for the father to make with the finger. You see that? And mitamol is a gevon gut. So that's kilu cherev chadu munachas al tzavoro, is a different madrega. Chevchad machzat zavro means any second now. But Menachas Bekeren Zovis is like a warning. You see that? There's a knife over there. There's a sword. What about after Shiva? So after Shiva, it's the encounter in the street. Mikan ve'elach ki'ilu oiveres kenegdoi bashuk. Zok de Rambam, and here are the magic words. Kol zeh. What is all this feeling that Avelus demands of us, that Avelus requires? Lohochin atzmai. To prepare himself. Prepare himself for what? The answer is to prepare himself for life. The Yagzer, the Yeyar Mishinoso, he goes out of his slumber. You imagine? V'arei Oimer, Hikisa Osam V'lo Cholu. You hit them, and they did not feel anything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hit them, he punished them, and instead of feeling and doing tshuva, they felt nothing. They went olam kiminhagay noyeg. Michlal shetzarich lohokitz v'lochul. You see from here that you have to wake up and you have to feel. You know, when a person's asleep, you can give him a little pinch, doesn't feel a thing. You wake up and you give him a pinch, he gives you a slap. Because a pinch hurts. What are you pinching me? Lohokitz v'lochul. You have to wake up in order to feel. The Pele de Gazach. Now listen to the...
Is the Rambam making no distinction between a Karev and a Bnei Chabura?
Just a moment. I'm going to tell you now. Are you sorry that I think is a secret? I have not seen it yet, and I'm looking for it high and low. In the Chmein Adosa, the Emes of Pshatn Rambam. What Ovros? Overus. It's like the sword is passing you by in the street. Overes kenegdo bashuk, like the sword is piercing your butt. There's the three levels, right? The sword is at your neck, the sword is in the corner of the room, or the sword is in the street, but it's piercing your butt and it's reminding you, g'dank. So now take a look, I just brought down the radak. I wanted you to know what that pasuk is all about. Hashem einecha halayla emuna hikisai sam. V'loy cholu kilisam, you finish them off. Mechala. They got stronger and more rigid in their denial of the punishment. Ke'ilu, Ribbono Shlom, we're not learning anything from this. We refuse to learn anything from this. Me'anu loshuv. They refuse to do tshuva. Zakti Radak. Amar Hanavi. Hashem, you know, when a person is astonished, he says, it's like an innocent observer standing on top of a hill, and he sees how the Ribbono Shel Olam is raining down punishment on the Olam, and they are Olam kiminhagay noyeg, they're going back to their old ways, and they don't pay any attention whatsoever. So the person stands there and talks to the Ribbono Shel Olam on top of the hill. He says, Ribbono Shel Olam, how can it be? How can you have a bunch of people that you're hitting them and hitting them and hitting them and they're not learning anything at all? Sokta, Amar Hanavi, Tmi Alin Yazeh, Amar Derech Kriya Hashem, Einecha Haloy Lemuna, Kloima Hashkochoscha Ba'olam Haloy Lemuna, Kloima Ledova Kayim, Loy Ledova Batal. Your whole Hashkocha is for a purpose. They didn't hurt. They may have hurt in the sense that when it rains down tzaris, it's tzaris. But they did not relate the tzaris as a punishment from Hashem. So what is the point of all of this? Musa loy lokachu. The more you get hit, the more you abandon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the Pella, like when will they ever learn? How come HaKadosh Baruch Hu can give them so much pain and suffering and they don't add up to the point? They don't come to the maskon that Hashem wants them to do tshuva and therefore He's punishing them. So what's the point of all the punishment? So you have to understand one thing. The Rambam quotes this pasuk, and he says about Avelus, is the chmamish l'chayra a stira between halacha yud aleph and halacha yud beis? Because in halacha yud aleph he said a person should not be mitzayer yosem midah, correct? What was his reason that he gave? Shezeh minhagay shaloylam. Now let me ask you something. You can learn from a minhagay shaloylam. That's the way it is. So what do you mean there's a cherev chadam unachas al tzavara? Cherev chadam unachas al tzavara is something that's, I mean, normally when a person's alive, he doesn't walk around the whole day with cherev chadam unachas al tzavara. And if he does, you have to send him to a psychiatrist. People are mechuyev to be happy, people are mechuyev to be confident, people are mechuyev to believe that tomorrow they'll also live. A person walks around with that kind of depression and fear and anxiety, as the Chnish can mention Gansen. So what exactly is the Rambam driving at? So I'll tell you. I think I have the pshat, and then I'll tell you about the Echad Mivnei HaChaburah. What is the connection of Echad Mivnei HaChaburah, Yidagu Kol HaChaburah over here? Because the Rambam's understanding of Daiga here is a very unusual understanding. I have an analogy that I always use because I think it paints the picture quite accurately. Everybody knows that the earth is round, except for those who don't. But everybody knows that the earth is round. And we know it from a variety of makairis, including the geography books or the globe that we have that we spin around. Or we notice that the ship's mast is visible before the rest of the ship. It makes no difference how a person figured it out or how much he was told, but he knows the world is round. But there's one person that knows with a different kind of knowledge in God's. He knows. You know who that person is? The astronaut. Because Mitzayne Egan, the Einei Bos of Adam, he looks out of his window and he looks down on the earth and he sees a round earth. That yediya is priceless because it's like Einei Doime, you know, Re'iya L'Shmiya, Shmiya L'Re'iya, Shmiya is Shmiya, but Re'iya is a different thing. Yediya can come from Shmiya, it can come from your mind even, it can come from mathematics, but ein oidoime if you see the round globe of the earth with your own eyes. You can know that the earth is covered mostly with water from 100 different ways. But if you see it with your own eyes, it's a different kind of hasag. Everybody knows that he is mortal, as I said, except for those who don't. Everybody knows he's mortal. Is Pashtus, the knowledge of our mortality, should immediately give us the understanding that we have only so many days left. I used to make a cheshbon, I stopped doing it because I saw people got very agitated. They got scared. They got depressed. I don't want to depress people at bar mitzvahs. But at a bar mitzvah I used to do for quite a while, I would tell the bar mitzvah bocha hezachayin, lo memachan ashtikol cheshbon. Because you're very young and you think you have your whole life ahead of you. That's the expression, right? I have my whole life ahead of me. So I made a cheshbon of how many hours exactly that is, based on a person living 100 years minus the 13 that he already lived. So he has now, how much is it? 87 years. 87, 100 years? I didn't make a cheshbon, it's 120. That's my fault. There's no such thing as 120 anyhow. You know that there were some gedolim that refused to say it's 120 because you're not allowed to live and give a limit. They say Reb Chaim Brisker did not use the expression 120. So Sleben Lange Gesunte Yo, you know. How many? That's up to the Ribbon Shalom. Maybe it's 130. If a person makes a cheshbon based on 100 years and he comes out with 87 years, and 87 years times 365, because there are 365 days in the year times 24 hours, and then you start cutting it down. Medaf Shlofen, Medaf Essen, Medaf Dos, Medaf Yens, like the famous Gemara in Masechta Shabbos, Palga Alai, Palga Aloch, mit Yitzchak Avinu. By the time you're finished, it's mamish gonish mit gonish. And a person makes such a cheshbon, he can make such a cheshbon till he's blue in the face. But he's alive and he's well. I remember recently there was a big levaya from one of the Rosh Yeshiva in Beis HaTalmud. And the levaya was in the yeshiva. And the Beis HaTalmud is a very insular community and all the people live around the yeshiva and a lot of little kids, Baruch Hashem, they have big mishpachas bli ayin hara. Then the policeman cordoned off and there was a policeman or police lady there, you know, controlling the traffic. And the little kids there, 9, 10, 12, 13 maybe even. And they're all drengzach around the police lady and her gun and her walkie-talkie and all the paraphernalia of the police person. And the loudspeakers are blasting about the Yerush Shamayim and about the Chleis Talmud Torah and about the tzidkus of the... And these kids, totally oblivious. The Levaya to them is the excitement of the policeman cordoning off the block and all of the different paraphernalia. They are completely and absolutely not engrossed or involved or interested in the Etzem Cheftz of the Levaya. You know why? Because they are living forever. Now you'll ask this kid, who's old enough to understand something, are you going to live forever? He's going to say no. But he lives like he would live forever. He thinks like he would live forever. And his whole mentality is therefore that this minute is not super precious. But if a person knows that in this minute, it's 1 minute less in his life, if he's mevazit and mezalzel in it and wastes it, it's gone forever. And there is a finite number of such minutes. And that's if everything goes well. If everything goes well, there's that number. But all kinds of things can happen. And who knows what we have? So where does a person come to that Havana? And what happens when he has such a Havana? So you know what the Rambam says? The Rambam says that an Ovel is an astronaut. An Ovel sees Misa like nobody else sees Misa. And Memela, his understanding and vision of Misa, if it does not turn into a tshuva, he's the biggest achzar on himself in the whole world. Because Kibakuk, you had an opportunity and you squandered it completely. And you know better the day before, the day after. The day before everything was rosy and colorful. You may have been excused for not knowing what Misa is. And Memela not appreciating what the value of every moment is. But now also. Now also. How blind can you be? Zok the Rambam, if a person does not have that sense, you know where the Cherev Chada comes from and where the Pachat comes from? Because the Ribbono Shalom wants you to understand that no matter how old the person was, it doesn't make a difference. Once you know there's such a thing called Misa, one never knows how and when that Malach HaMavis has an appointment with anybody. And Memela, the Hirur Tshuva, the Rambam doesn't want you to go into a tailspin of depression and anxiety. The Rambam wants you to go into an Aliyah of Tshuva. But that Aliyah of Tshuva comes bedafka from what? It comes from an understanding that my time is so, so precious because I see the Malach HaMavis with my own eyes. That's the pshat. The Rambam says there are two completely separate dinim in Avelus. And one halach in Avelus is that there are certain kroivim that are mechuyev to do what we call nihuge Avelus. Strangers who are not biologically connected are not mechuyev nihuge Avelus. But people who are able, because they're part of that context, called chabura, to be able to see the same thing that an Ovel biologically sees. Namely, that life is finite. Because if I lose my chaver, maybe the halacha did not require me to sit shiva. Maybe the halacha did not require me to take off my shoes and to sit on the floor and to be noyeg the surim of rechitza and on and on and on. But lamaisa, in terms of my consciousness and awareness of what life is, my ben achabura may be able to teach me better than anybody else, because he's my friend. I belong to that chevra. There is a certain life that was taken away. He's my ben gil. That's why the Gemara speaks about ben giloy. He's my age, and I am still around. What does that mean? And the Rambam says, in that halacha of daiga, a ben achabura has the same chiyuv as a biological other. And now every word of the Rambam is barbim mekoinway. So the din of avelus is a wake-up call, because it makes of every person who knows in his mind that there's such a thing as death, and who knows therefore that every minute is precious in his mind, in theory. Like the fellow with the tzitzis, he was mechabed mitzvah tzitzis. You'll ask him, what is mitzvah tzitzis all about? He says, are you kidding? That we go through life. life like that. Avad, ask any person. Are we finite? Yes, we're finite. Is every minute precious? Of course it's precious. Because a minute gone is a minute gone. And there aren't many minutes left when you add it all up. And then what's next? Next, he's on his way to Rome, to the Matrona. What's the shot? The terrorists is because we're absurd. And we have to be masking to our absurdity. We have to admit to that absurdity. So how do you get out of an absurdity? The answer is, Dr. Rambam, you have to have that wake-up call. There's three wake-up calls. This wake-up call nobody wants. Nobody wants it. But when it happens, if a person doesn't sense the chai, why isn't it constantly cherev chado munachas al tzavos? So the Rambam says, because we have to recognize what you said before. The immediacy of the knack of the zets gives us a certain startle, a certain shock. After that it begins to recede, we have to continue in life. So there's this feeling less and less of that cosmonaut, of that the astronaut. He's not seeing it the same way anymore. He's back on Earth. The same astronaut is looking now at the globe. He's not looking at the Earth. Abba, that experience, b'shas ma'aseh, if he does not take advantage of it, of the Rambam ha'reza. So the kitzur, to summarize it all, the Rambam has the same lashon, havle hazman, yeyor mishnaso, three times. Maybe you'll tell me there are more. I don't know of any more. But three times in the Rambam he has such a insight. First of all by mezuzah. Secondly by hilchas tshuva about shofar. And finally b'negeya aveis. And each one has a unique role. Because with the mezuzah and with the shofar, they are all symbols. The finiteness of our existence is not a symbol. And when that hits you in the face, it's an opportunity for tshuva that's unique, that no one else has. And that opportunity extends also to Bnei Chabura and makes Bnei Chabura a common denominator with Avelim in the Daiga and the Hira Tshuva, even though there is no common denominator in the Minhage Avelus at all. Bezes Hashem Yisbarach, next time we will continue with the previous sheets, because there's a lot more to do in terms of, and I also wanted to learn with you Lekavod Chanukah, a very nice piece in Reb Tzadok HaKoyen, also Me'inyan Le'inyan. Just stop, it's very nice. Okay? Many of you want more of the old sheets of last time. We have them here, and of the new sheets, we have them also.
Very
nice. That's very impressive.